paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
On the Team Hochberg phone line to answer some of our questions regarding the Breonna Taylor case, attorney at County Law, Karen Conte. Good morning, Karen. Let's start with some new facts that have come to light. What's the latest on what we know at this hour?
You know, I think what I'd like to do is just kind of go through what happened here, because, again, this may not be a popular thing to say at this point, but you have to look at it from the policeman's standpoint of what they were doing. They were given a no-knock warrant, but they didn't use it. They knocked, okay? They did it at midnight, which is not a good time to knock on anybody's door. And in this day and age with people having guns, you know, I don't know that that was a good decision, but they did it. And when they did it, they were shot at and they shot back. So the jury, the grand jury, obviously thought that the policemen were in their rights to fire back when they were shot upon. The problem was there was the one police officer who was charged who shot through a window, and the window was covered with a curtain, and that was against police protocol because you don't shoot into an apartment building with other people there without knowing where your target is. And that was against police rules, and he was charged with the endangerment. So if you look at the facts just without passion and without, you know, without any emotion, it makes sense that what happened here. Now, what was it, a tragedy? Of course it was. Should they have even gone in there the way they did? Maybe that's the problem rather than what the police did.
What about identifying themselves, yelling police? The training is, I think, you have to yell so loud everybody can hear you. So people in that building should have heard, right?
Yeah, and, you know, there were varying accounts from what I understand that several of the neighbors said they heard nothing, and one neighbor did hear them call police. We don't know that. And remember, this was a no-knock warrant. So they did say that they announced themselves, but they didn't have to because the warrant told them that they didn't have to do that.
Would it help to have body cam video, but they don't wear the body cams there, do they?
No. No, that would have helped quite a bit to at least have people understand what the facts are, because I understand the outrage. I understand a life is gone, but, you know, we have to look at where the problem was, and it may have been in sending in police officers at midnight when they probably didn't have to. Why couldn't they have just knocked on the door in the morning and said, I have a warrant to search your place, and then it would have gone smoothly? I see that as the problem.
Seems like the police also got some bad information regarding who was in that apartment, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they would have known the boyfriend was there or not there, if there was a gun there. I don't know. I don't know all the facts. And we don't know all the facts, and we probably will at some point.
In Illinois, no-knock warrants are legal, and they're issued at the discretion of a judge, correct?
Right, right. And you have to show probable cause, and you have to show that this is necessary to protect evidence, and, you know, and you have to show certain things. Mm-hmm. And the judges, you know, they scrutinize them. They definitely scrutinize them because they are dangerous.
What about the attorney general in Louisville, who was part of the Republican convention? Was that something he should have avoided, knowing this case that he was involved with would be politically charged? If you had that job, what would you have done?
Yeah, you know, the problem is that state's attorneys and attorneys general are political animals. They run for office. They run under a Democrat or Republican banner. So this is what they do, and this is how they get elected. So, you know, I don't know if that was a good political move or not. I think it brings him up into scrutiny because I think, you know, Democrats are going to say, well, he's just a Republican and he doesn't understand these racial issues. And, of course, you know, he probably was just doing his job, too.
It's what's next now here, Karen? What do we expect to hear going forward?
My guess is that this police officer who was charged will plead guilty to something, whether it's that charge that he was that was leveled against him or some lesser charge. He'll probably serve a little bit of time, and there'll still be investigations and maybe even some more inquiry. It looks like the FBI is also looking at this from a federal standpoint to see if there was anything that was missed. And the case won't go away, I'm sure.
Appreciate the legal counsel on all this. Attorney at County Law, Karen Conti. Have a good day,
Karen. Have a good day, Bob.
Yeah, thank you.
You too.